TCBR, your local community radio podcasts.
Rachel Gallagher for TCBR at Thurrock Community Business Radio, and I'm here at Gray's Library, and it's the Thurrock Local Authors Fair, and I'm here with author Colin B. Wade.
That's my pen name, yeah.
That's your pen name. Yeah. Ah, I see.
There's already someone who's got Colin Wade, so I had to put the
so
B in there. Middle name.
So I heard you briefly this morning. I caught the end. I think the end of your little talk, because you read a little bit from your book, your latest book.
Yeah.
And there was a funny thing about Father Christmas endorsing your book.
Yeah, he shouldn't really have what goes on in the book.
So, okay. And yeah, just tell us a little bit about yourself and your writing.
I started writing about 30 years ago. Firstly, I was in Thurrock Gang Show, and they used to, in Thurrock Gang Show, they have music and they also have 10-minute sketches.
Oh, yeah.
So there was, I was in it for about 21 years, Thurrock Gang Show, and I decided, see if I can write a sketch. Wrote a couple that are listening to, like, the audience, you know, in Thameside Theatre.
Yeah.
You know, 200 people laughing at a joke that you wrote, and it kind of hooked me, really. And then with me and a friend, we started writing sitcoms. Thought, if I can do this, got from 10 minutes to 30 minutes, shouldn't be no problem. Wrote a sitcom, and then we have a vision of sending it off to the BBC, making loads of money, but that's about 30,000 other people doing exactly the same thing, and I was sending it off and writing, and it was the usual standard. Oh, we had so many blah blah blah. So this sitcom that I wrote, which is about, called The Lighthouse, about three lighthouse keepers and Dead Man's Isle, and there's a ferry boat captain. My friend knew some actors, so we got them to play the parts of it. And recording in my friend's shed in Chadwell. It was summer house in Chadwell.
Yeah.
And I would do all the producing, so I'd find all the sound. It'd be on radio sitcoms, so I'd do all the sound effects, you know, doors slamming.
Seagulls
and stuff like that. So, yeah. And one of them was she's in a band, and they would go on to, I can't remember, local radio station in Brentwood.
Oh, yeah.
So she managed to persuade them to record the first series of it. They'd done it on aired it in Brentwood on a radio station, which was really good, but nothing came of it. And I thought, well, maybe I should try books, you know, give it a go. It's just like a sitcom, but it's a lot more words, a lot more bigger.
Yeah.
My first book was The Yellow Door at Halvin Hall, and that took me 10 years to write on and off.
Yeah.
And then I just carried on doing it. I just love writing, and I carried on doing it, and the Yellow Door became the man in it with the bright blue eyes, which is a character in The Yellow Door.
Yeah.
But you see him, but you don't know what his backstory is.
Right,
so the second book, you find out what and why he's in the story and everything, and that's his story. Then we moved on to the third one, is A Girl with a Crimson Dress, which once again features The Yellow Door, and it's another victim of the Yellow Door. The Yellow Door is a bright yellow door that on Halloween it's been cursed, and people go through it never to return again.
Oh, I see.
But if they do return, they can't remember where they've been, what they've done.
Oh, so do you have to read the first one to read the others?
Not really. They're kind of standout book, but there are little nods to all of them. Yeah. When I write it, really problematic, because you have to remember what you wrote from the first one.
How do you do that? Do you have little cards or something you write down the characters and the plot lines? Or?
I don't really write. A lot of authors, they have a structure. They're going to do that. I just see how it goes.
Oh, okay.
I've got but then obviously with, like, writing the second book, and you have to reread the first book and I've done this, because you do get people who read it and they go, hang on, didn't that happen? And then that happened, and it's like, and it's like, that's kind of a problem itself when you're writing.
Yeah.
You know, keep it, the continuity going
like that. That's right,
So that was The Yellow Door, and then I wrote another one called The Reality Centre. It was about, once again, another time-travelling one about these two organisations in the future who basically fight against each other. One's called, you've got Reality Centres, and you've got another evil one who go back in time and try and change things for their own gain.
Yeah.
And the Reality Centres is set in modern day, and basically these reality centres goes back in time to do something, and they've got a watch inside their skin. It melts into their skin, and he comes against an evil person, falls out of the building, and this watch comes out and goes into just a normal average Joe who's rushed to help the man who's fallen out. And then it's all time travelling, and the bloke coming to term, you know, not knowing what's going on. And so that was a total as a standalone book. And my last book is a comedy book, and as I say, my new book's a comedy book as well. And both of them are based on when I was doing some sitcom writing.
Yeah.
I spent loads and loads of time doing episodes.
Yeah.
And most of them didn't get used. So I've got all this backlog
material
which I could damn use. So this one was based on another sitcom, Remorse of True Love, was based on a sitcom I wrote and never got used. And the Trevor Saves Christmas is from The Lighthouse. It was a Christmas episode that I wrote for The Lighthouse about Santa driving his sleigh into the lighthouse and falling off. And then one of the lighthouse keepers had to go and deliver presents to the people of the town, whereas I've changed it slightly, where it's actually Santa's drunk after eating having too many sherries and your mince pies, and he crashes it into the house, and the elf there who is sober has to try and coerce Trevor, the homeowner, into delivering all the presents.
Oh, right.
And so obviously you can guess, you know, like you go to various houses along the way, and there's like a Home Alone scenario on there.
Yes,
and then you go into a house with dogs and the trouble of how do you get into the house.
Yes, yeah.
Like if it's just a normal bloke, how do you get in the house? So we solve that by magic dust and stuff like that, which just turns into a cloud.
So is that one, is it for adults or children, that book?
It's more for adults. It is.
He's been drunk and fair enough.
So it should be out in December, because I'm going to catch it for everyone.
Yeah, of course.
I've got a lot of friends who you put on their Facebook, oh, like, only 6 months ago to Christmas and stuff
like that.
And I keep saying, oh, maybe 6 months to Christmas, but that, there you go, there's a... the book in it, so...
That's great. It's really good. So you live in Thurrock?
I lived here all my life, yeah.
Oh, right, okay. So for you, having lived here all your life, and what do you think, what do you like about Thurrock?
It's certainly changed since I was a kid and stuff like that. Kids were born here. My wife came over here from Northern Ireland and was doing a course here. So, as I say, it's changed a bit.
It's changed a lot.
You know, it's like I get really sad when I walk past and I see the State Cinema.
Yeah, I just walked past that this morning and felt the same.
You know, because I remember as a kid going in now, and like my wife's in really likes Art Deco.
Yeah.
And it's 100% Art Deco. It's beautiful, and like I've got so many memories of it, and like seeing it out of the States in there, it's terrible. And I'm part of the State Cinema. I've got memories. Actually, in one of them, I think in two of my books, it mentions the State Cinema and about going in there, and also about and queues around.
Oh, that's interesting.
Because I always try and put a bit of graze in it. So my first book was basically based off me when I was 80s child, and like going to school and all the various things you do and things about graze in there. And like the second one set in the Second World War.
Yeah.
So there are. I've had a look in there, like things that mentions places like Joy's and which department store and the various things in it. So there are bits in there for people if they are like a local resident from Grays. Even like one of the girls I used to go to school with, she never reads, but she bought all of them, because she liked reading it.
That's brilliant. Well, thank you, Colin. It's lovely to talk to
you
and listening to you about all your writing and keep writing.
I think of another idea now.
That's the hard bit. I'll leave that to you.
Alright, cheers.
Thanks a lot.
Alright,
bye.
TCBR, your local community radio podcasts.